Welcome to I'm Screaming, a podcast for anyone who's ever felt like shamelessly screaming at the top of their lungs over a moment in pop culture.
Because sometimes pop culture can be scary and you just gotta let it out. Let's scream about it together.
Okay, are you ready, Meg?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready too. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Giselle.
Not that we haven't been talking for the last fucking 30 minutes, but here we are.
I'm just laughing from our conversation we were just having.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
we're back.
Hi,
As everyone. You can tell, we're exhibiting some maybe manic energy, but also we were having some very, like, somber energy, but all of a sudden, of course, as soon as the mic turns on,
it's like when you and I talk to each other, it's like we just bring each other back to life a little bit, I think.
The thing you just added,
I just opened Daily Mail Celebrity and I saw it and I was like, okay, this is important to have on the list. God.
I mean, so we've been gone for 2 weeks, yes. As you guys know. We had some things going on, or 1 week, two, one.
Well, we were just off two. 1 week. But it's okay, been sorry. 2 weeks.
We were
episode,
off
yeah.
1 week. Mm-hmm. So we, 1 week, that's all. Mm-hmm. But even in that 1 week, so much has happened. I mean, truly so much has happened. And I feel like we can begin by just doing a little continuation of our main topic from last week, which basically is a main topic this week, which is the continuation of the Jofi divorce, which has only gotten darker, if we're being honest.
So dark, so messy.
I'm so shocked.
You never, and I know we like said when we did our whole overview that like there was no way like one of those brothers wasn't going to get a divorce at one point. So it might as well have been Joe and Sophie, right?
Yeah.
But I would never have guessed that it would be this, you know,
meshes
and messy. Like, when we left off, where we left off was that Joe and Sophie had filed for divorce. And Joe had, like, been out with the daughters, and they had released their statement, and blah, 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 right? And since then, basically, last week at some point, younger daughter's name revealed in latest court documents. Of course, this is just like ruining these kids' lives. It fucking
sucks. No, it's
so
honestly, number one, prefacing, as you just said, like, this is so fucking incredibly dark for the children. Yeah. I can't even.
It's so upsetting. I mean, basically what came out, like, all of a sudden, because as we kind of predicted, I do think we were, like, a bit on the money with this whole situation.
Absolutely.
Is that Joe was trying to get ahead of stuff. He was trying to be, and it was very obvious what he was trying to do, which was that he was trying to start this smear campaign, that Sophie Turner was a bad, absent mom, and it didn't work even before we heard back from Sophie, which is what happened last week.
She has spoken.
Basically, in the morning, on Tuesday, I believe it was, of last week, story comes out that Sophie Turner is suing Joe Jonas because he will not allow her to return to England with the children, and he has taken their passports.
Withholding the passports
from the mother.
I literally
and basically outlined behavior. In these court documents everywhere those two children have spent basically their entire every place they've been in their entire lives basically because
receipts.
Their lives are
she
quite
came
young,
with receipts.
quite young lives
yes.
Because Joe's trying to claim, you know, like Florida's their home or whatever, and in reality what Sophie is saying is that they had agreed that the children
at Christmas
that
time
the children would stay with Joe during this period while she was filming. And that then she would come collect them and take them to England, where they were planning to make their quote-unquote forever home, which is another phrase that I kind of hate, but also, like, is, you know, important detail to the story.
Because children need, like, places where they're going to go to the fucking dentist.
Right, which is...
Go to the
which
doctor,
is, which
was the pediatrician.
Which was the receipts they had. They were like, Willa goes to the dentist in the UK, actually.
Yeah, come on.
And just exploded this whole thing up, right? So basically, now we know, apparently Sophie Turner found out that Joe Jonas was filing for divorce through the media. That is what we've heard.
I mean,
her side
fifth
of
fucking
story,
strike.
Her side of the story is that on 8/15, 2023, which by the way is Joe Jonas's birthday, I will never forget because I was always a Joe girl, so of course I know his birthday. I know it as well as I know my own birthday.
Of course.
A fellow Leo. But an August Leo, not a July Leo.
A male August Leo, which is dark. Giving darkness.
So fucking dark. It's
giving,
man,
incredibly dark energy.
Sorry to any August Leo males who listen to this podcast.
Who listen to I'm Screaming. God.
But basically, Sophie's, you know, like, order of events is that they had a big fight. There was no plans to separate. The way Joe said, they've been separated for months. And then on 8:15, they had a huge fight. And obviously, Sophie, like, went back to her work or whatever and was completely blindsided by the divorce announcement. Joe is saying that is not what happened. And
I don't believe him.
And I don't believe him now. And basically, later that day, though, is, like, really what really triggered me in this whole situation, which is that, of course, Sophie Turner was spotted going out to dinner with Taylor Swift. Well, actually, so sorry. She went out to dinner with Taylor on Tuesday night, and then she sued him the next morning because there was all the jokes about how Taylor definitely, like, got the tea and then told her to sue him.
Yes. Which is hilarious.
It's so hilarious. Like, it is so exactly what the internet wanted out of this situation, what needed out of this situation. Like, you know, there were all the jokes about how, oh, Sophie Turner's in this, like, unique position where she can listen to Taylor Swift breakup songs and they're actually about her ex and, like, you know, whatever, Mr. Perfectly Fine jokes, better than revenge jokes, right? Like, all of this kind of stuff. So, for them to do the funniest, like, it's like they had the opportunity to do the funniest thing possible and they took it. And I just applaud them for doing it. It was incredible.
And Sophie, this is Sophie. Sophie's always been, like, funny,
yes,
cheeky. Like, this is correct. Mm-hmm. This is correct. And obviously, obviously we're going to talk more about Taylor Swift later, but, like, there is quite literally no one better at, like, being an opportunist marketer. Like, in a way that is just, like, so interesting and riveting to me. Like, wow. I mean, I can't even believe.
I will say this with my whole chest, Tree Payne, bonus, big bonus at the end of the year. It's coming.
Taylor was like, what would happen if I called Sophia?
What would happen?
And Tree was like, I've already done.
Don't worry. Like, I've got literally the statement drafted. I've got the quote ready to go.
Yeah. No, it was an incredible PR move, and it will go down in the history.
Go down in history. And I mean, not only were they out that night, they were out the next night. And now, apparently, as I said to you, like, right before we got on, Sophie today was spotted leaving Taylor Swift's apartment. Apparently, she's been staying there with the daughters since this whole thing has happened, because basically a judge has ordered that Sophie can't take the kids out of the U.S. while the divorce is going on. I'm assuming they have a prenup in place, so the divorce should be pretty swift, pun intended. But also the custody arrangement, like, what is going to happen here? I mean, Joe, like, basically had to backtrack and say, like, none of the statements that were released on his behalf, like, reflect his, you know, like, what he would say, like, he did not authorize them, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's literally what you did, though, bro. Like, that was, we know a publicist statement when we see it.
Also, there's literally no way that your publicist, a celebrity publicist, is going to publish anything that the celebrity has not approved.
Especially when it slanders your wife. Like, are you kidding?
I mean, I've seen some hearsay that, you know, apparently Joe was speaking to the other brothers Jonas about the fact that he was unhappy in this relationship.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
Which, to me, I'm like, so you were 30 years old or however old when you met Sophie, and she was young and fun, and then she had kids. You wanted kids. She had kids, and now you think she's boring, and now you're bored. Classic.
Absolutely classic.
Couldn't handle the fact that she's a mom. Couldn't handle the emotions that come with her being a mom. Couldn't handle the fact that she's trying to take care of her fucking kids. Couldn't handle the fact that she went back to work.
Couldn't handle probably the fact that she was, I mean, apparently struggling post the birth of the second baby in like 3
postpartum.
Years. She's 27 years old. Like,
be for couldn't real. Handle it. You're a baby. You're a baby, Joe Jonas.
And I mean, and he just completely misread and overestimated his popularity in comparison to her.
Right.
And I, that, mean, yeah. I know the Jonas Brothers are beloved. Obviously, we went to see them in August. Obviously, we tried to see them on Broadway in the spring because they're nostalgic for us and their music was, you know, so important and vital to us as teens. But I just think he completely overestimated his popularity in comparison to hers. She was on, lest we forget, one of the biggest shows in the history of television. Like, probably maybe the biggest show in the history of television.
Literally.
And crazy. And also, like, the whole narrative, her whole narrative on the show is that of, like, don't fuck with me. Like, men fucked with her for so long, and she was like, don't fuck with me. It's just the visual of holding the kids' passports hostage is just not something he's going to be able to overcome in this situation, no matter what the actual story is, no matter what the truth is. Yeah, obviously there's three sides. There's his side, her side, and the truth, right? But that visual and that mic drop of a lawsuit the morning after getting dinner with Taylor Swift is the final. Like, I texted you this last week. I just said, like, I don't even care, to be honest. This sounds bad. At this point, I don't care what the truth is, because the truth for me is whatever Sophie Turner says, because Joe Jonas made a fool of himself.
Yeah. It's a classic miscalculation, and honestly, to see it play out has been interesting.
Yeah.
It has been riveting. It has been keeping me busy. So I appreciate that. I hope those kids are okay.
I know. I mean, the thing is like they're with their mom. They've been with their dad, so it's like hope they're okay. You know,
right, I mean? Like, thank God Sophie can't work right now, because, like, where the what'd she have to do? Stop working to make sure her kids were okay?
Well, I guess she finished whatever she was filming in the UK and, like, literally came back to take them back to the UK as they allegedly agreed upon in her court documents that they were going to move, that they had moved this stuff out of storage, they had sold their Miami place. Like, it does all kind of make sense, right?
I mean, it's crazy that if she did find out in the media, like, Joe is just fucking filed for divorce. That's crazy.
Right. Over, like, one fight. If that, I mean, it's obviously never one fight. But I also did see TikToks, and I don't know where the source was or who the source was on the, that his brothers told him to file for divorce. Like, that, I mean, I can imagine he consulted his brothers. He's been with them this whole time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also, did you see that apparently at the concerts, he's now changed the lyrics of Much Better back to the original lyrics, you know?
I haven't seen this. It's, what is it? What is it?
Instead of now I'm, it used, well, it originally was Now I'm Done with Superstars and All the Tears on Her Guitar.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
And he had
yes,
changed
yes.
it to Now I'm Cool with Superstars and All the Tears on Her Guitar, because he and Taylor, you know, there's all the lore about that invisible string. She says, like, cold was a steel for my axe to grind for the boys who broke my heart. Now I send their babies presents.
Mm.
So, friends, all amicable fun. And now, of course, you know, she's declared a side here. So, he's not cool.
I mean,
he's not cool with Superstars anymore. And it's like the baby that you are, the absolute pathetic excuse for a man that you are.
Yeah, it's insane. It's terrible. I mean, these ticket sales, I mean, people are still going to go, you know. There are two other brothers in the Brothers Jonas, but this can't be good for the rest of their career. The album was, you know, Montana Skies apart. It wasn't the album of the year, and, you know, I can't say that the situation will be good for them.
No, not in the long run. I mean, it's,
as I said, Demetria is literally is vindicated. Demetria is vindicated.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel so fucking great about that.
And she released her
revamped. That's
revamped.
A fucking smash.
Yes,
it's a fucking smash. Yeah, the year 2023 is the year of Demetria Lovato, because she's vindicated. Revamped. Boom. It's iconic.
Jemmy.
Jemmy.
The way that that ruined my life for like a, no, for a while.
As we always say, like that is for
good year. That ruined
formative,
my life.
Formative culture for Meg and I. Okay, well, to continue the Taylor Swift conversation, the biggest news story in the world right now is the fact that Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And Meg, I haven't spoken to you about this actually.
No.
But to me, this is blaring the biggest sign of in the world PR relationship. But I don't know if everyone else is.
But for who? Who needs PR in this situation?
Her. I mean him, sorry.
For what though?
For his brand. Money! All of it. His whole entire jersey sales like tripled. You think this is just like
I think it's fun.
I don't know, Meg. This is feeling.
Why would she do it though? Why would she need to do it? She's the most famous person in the world. Why would she need to do this? If it's not just a fun time for her.
No, I don't think she's not having fun, but I do think that, like...
Of course, everything is PR, Giselle, because it's right in front of our faces, right? And she went to an NFL game. But, like, I don't think it's, like, a fucking contracted PR situation.
I don't know. I guess.
Well, you're disappointing a lot of people if that's what you think. There's no reason for her to do this if it's not just for fun. For me. But you're the publicist.
You don't feel like she's getting some sort of cut from the NFL or
why
some
would
shit
she
like that?
Need a cut? She has more money
than anyone.
She's a capitalist
queen. She's a capitalist queen. I'm not shitting on it. I'm just like, I'm mesmerized. It is literally the biggest story in the world.
Yeah. It's fun. I don't know. There's nothing I can add to the conversation that hasn't already been said, right? Like, it's a fun time. She's having fun. Everyone's obsessed with it. Seemingly Ranch. Ketchup and Seemingly Ranch is everywhere.
What is ketchup?
You haven't heard about this?
Ranch.
Basically, there was a photo of her next to a plate of a chicken nugget with like ketchup, and the account wrote, Taylor Swift was spotted eating chicken tenders with ketchup and Seemingly Ranch, and now Heinz literally has a new sauce out that's called Ketchup and Seemingly Ranch. The Empire State Building lit its colors up last night in red and white for ketchup and Seemingly Ranch.
I mean, the stats about the NFL, all the things that are happening with that. I literally went on Spotify and Taylor Swift at the game was like the fucking cover of the Spotify tailgate playlist. It's also, I mean, I would love your thoughts. Maybe you feel differently than I do about him on his podcast talking about it.
I thought
it just feels wild. Go ahead.
I thought he was nice.
You don't feel it feels opportunistic for him?
Of course it's opportunistic for him, Giselle, but I don't think he's taking advantage of it in that way.
No.
Obviously, he has to talk about it on the podcast. If he didn't, people would be like, what the fuck? But I think he very much was like, yeah, we had fun, and it was that, and she's great, and blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. I guess I'm mesmerized and shook, and I shouldn't be because obviously she's the most famous person in the world. But I also feel like, I mean, once again, I'm not the football expert, but it feels like a wild 180 for Travis Kelce, but maybe it's not. I don't know.
Well, yeah, he's exclusively historically dated black women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, like, who cares? Anyone can date who they want. I'm shook by this connection. I'm shook how they've met. I'm shook by all of it. It is shaking me.
I've talked to a lot of people about this, Giselle. And I mean,
I haven't spoken to
anyone. I was in Spin. Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people because I was in Spin when she showed up at the game. And I came out to, like, almost 100 text messages from, like, 4 different group chats. So I have had a lot of people, like, throw theories at me about, like, what's going on here, right? Obviously, he went to the Kansas City concert in the beginning of July. And then he got on his podcast and he said, oh, I made her a friendship bracelet with my number on it. But, you know, she doesn't meet people before or after the show. And that was, like, a clip that went viral on TikTok, right, from his little podcast.
Okay, got it.
And
this timeline is
basically, that was like beginning of July. It was the weekend that Speak Now came out. So it was like, almost, you know, like right after 4th of July. So, you know, now we have Tree telling the media that they've hung out a couple times in very private, whatever. But when it first kind of like set, when it was like, oh, like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are hanging out, like I was just kind of like, okay, like they're texting, right? Like you and Vera asked me what I thought. I said, I don't know. Maybe they've hung out once. Maybe they've been texting. Like, yeah. I have no idea. So, I don't know. But now the narrative has been completely changed, right? So, like, what? Was that kind of, like, media leak in, like, August about them hanging out or, like, talking? Was that, like, right. testing the waters in terms of, like, okay, how is the public going to receive this, right? So, once again, like, it's all calculated. It's all a machine. But it really just completely took me by surprise this weekend. I didn't think she was going to show up to the game, and I think it was I think again it's all been like steadily like rolled out. Ryan Reynolds apparently followed him on Instagram like early August, which is apparently the telltale sign, the Swifties are saying, that
Ryan
Taylor's
Reynolds,
talking to someone, because obviously she's best friends with Blake and Ryan.
I think it's yeah I think what's so fascinating to me is like, as we've said, like, quite literally, she is the most famous person in the world. Like, one of them. One of the top three at this point.
I just, yeah. I mean, I don't see it. And, like, no one else has this kind of impact right now. It's just, like,
and
insane.
I guess I am coming to it from a point of, like, it feels like it has to be, or, like, not has to be, but it feels like there's something behind it, because I'm, like,
well, there's always something behind it with her. You know what I mean? Like, you're right.
Yeah,
about
it's
that.
Like.
But again, like, I do just think she's, like, having fun.
Wants to be seen and, like,
I
wants
think she's
to
in her
fun.
Era of, like, she was in a relationship with 6 years, and now people are, you know, changing the narrative about that relationship that everyone thought was good. That it was, like, actually, he didn't want to be seen with her in public, and he didn't want to talk about her, and he, like, never praised her, never said anything about her publicly because he was, like, ooh, you know, whatever. So now it's, like, all the Swifties are so, like, oh, it's so refreshing that, like, Travis, like, talks about her in this positive light and that he pursued her and, like, blah, blah, blah. So, like, yes, is this mutually beneficial PR more for him than for her even? Yes, 100%. Do I think she's having fun? Yeah. And I kind of love that for her.
Period.
And a lot of people are making a lot of money on it. So
literally.
Capitalism, the world continues to spin.
It's just very fascinating.
You know.
Fascinating.
I'm like, are there contracts drawn up with Heinz? No. Like, that's just opportunistic. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
No,
like,
I know.
That's my take. I don't know. I just, like, it's, everything's PR. So, this might as
yes.
well be.
I mean, I as we've said from this, the what's it called? VMAs, like, she's just having fun with the girlies and, you know, living life. I just, like, wild that. Wild the way that these kind of things can, like, impact the economy in such a way. It's crazy.
I mean, is she going to marry Travis Kelce? Like, no.
No.
Like, this is going to be a fling. I mean, now the thing is, the Chiefs do play the Jets this weekend at MetLife. So.
Will you be there? Oh, no. You won't be there because it's not the Giants.
No. But what I'm saying is.
Will she?
That's my question.
I mean.
She is very much based in New York right now. So. There's no reason.
She's like not on tour right now because of it's not till the summer again, right?
No, next November.
Summer? Oh, she's back.
November, she goes to South America, I think.
Oh, wow.
And then Europe starts in like March.
Crazy.
I know.
I mean, I guess this is only a precursor of what is to come with the 1989 era and, you know.
Well, I mean, that's the other
thing. I did the little fucking thing
I didn't.
On Google that was.
I didn't even do it, so.
I did that.
I was
very fucking
detached
up, but I did it.
At my conference last week, but I did hear about it, and then I just got to see the vault tracks when they were revealed.
Oh, yeah, your theory on that. Tell the people.
Oh,
I think this could
my,
be a
it's
thing.
It's not really my theory. It's the internet's theory. But it's
to
a,
me, it's your theory.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, yeah. I mean, a theory that I kind of could see happening is that there will be a double album and she'll do a collab version of 1989 alongside of this main version that, you know, she sold about 10 different kinds of records for.
Right, right.
Just basically, like, no one else can, like, press records right now because she's just can't help herself. But my main reason and theory for this is, like, the Bad Blood featuring Kendrick is, like, one of her biggest hits of all time, and I feel like it's busy be stupid not to re-record it. They were both spotted at Electric Lady this summer. I don't think, you know, they would not re-record it. And also just the whole theme of 1989 was like, let me have fun with my friends in New York, right? And like what she's been doing like all summer since basically like what? April, yeah. Since tour started and she and Joe broke up, like, has been hanging out with her friends and out and about and spotted. When that woman doesn't want to be seen, she isn't seen.
Right.
Like,
right,
we've learned that, right? So, I don't know. There are other theories people have on the internet, other reasons why they think this is happening. She did talk about some, like, crazy, like, fun surprises or something, or chaotic surprises.
Right, right.
With the album release. So, you know, when the last time she did that, we got, like, the 3 a.m. tracks on Midnight, so... It feels like it could happen, and I would be very obliging and absolutely stream it if she did.
When is that out again? Next year?
October 27th.
Oh, 1 month.
1 month from today.
Wow, wow.
We'll see if I'm right.
Here we go.
Probably not. She never does anything. No, you probably will be.
I know. It's like sometimes I feel, though, that like she... like things are on the nose but like she doesn't do them, but then also like I do feel as though things are on the nose and she like does, so I'm like, I this could go either way.
I mean, Style featuring Harry Styles, let's make it happen. Let's,
right,
this is what dreams are made of. Manifest your dreams, make your goals happen. Let's, if we all wish hard enough, it could be real.
I mean,
I think she would do it. I don't think he would do it.
I agree. I was going to say that. I don't think Harry would do it.
He's the problem in that situation.
He doesn't want to have fun, but it's fine. He's, speaking of Harry,
I guess
he's
our next. Speaking of Harry.
He's our next. What a segue, Meg. I mean, he doesn't want to have fun doing fun things for us musically, but he is having fun with Taylor Russell. And I mean, this to me is a couple that once again, like, could be gone tomorrow, but like, I am enjoying seeing them today.
Yeah. I think I love them. I kind of love them.
Yeah, me too.
Once again, them. It's just like, it's the whole rollout of this relationship, which like they haven't like really been to like events together, even though he did go to the opening night of her play. But like there's been a bit of a rollout of this relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
As well. Very calculated and
very calculated.
And I kind of love them. I don't know. I think it's good for him. I think it's like a you know, obviously very different from Olivia Wilde.
It feels age appropriate. It feels fun. It feels fashion. It feels good. It feels right.
It feels I feel like she wears the pants in the relationship.
Yes. Her fabulous Loewe pants. Honestly, yes. I love it.
Me just learning that that's how you say that. Like last week, I was like, wait, that's really how you say that?
Iconic,
me knowing
honestly.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No. It's truly, there's so many brands that I'm absolutely pronouncing.
Me just like low.
But like, it should be that though. Loewe, it doesn't look like that, does it?
There's no B. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't look.
No, it's literally something that someone decided that's how it's said. And then only if you hear it, you'll know how it's pronounced.
Right.
So like, it's.
But now I'll never forget it. I saw this woman with a bag the other day and I was like, oh, Loewe.
Yes. Icon. Fashion icon. I love it. I love Taylor Russell. She's like so cool to me.
She oozes cool.
She oozes cool. We saw a picture today of them. Like she's in this fucking like Nike orange jacket and like her, I think they looked like either, I think they were Sambas, honestly.
Probably.
Satellite Stompers. Her sunglasses, like kind of holding Harry Styles' hand, like Harry looking like a 50-year-old grandmother. Like, I loved it. I love it so
deeply.
With
his little clips in his hair, like, always.
Right. Always with a clip. Enjoying his time off.
Yeah, they're just, like, out and about in London. Like, truly, like, oh, well, no, he had a hat on today. And then, but, like, here's my question for him. Like, why are we always, like, tying? Like, what's this around his neck?
No, right. Like, that's what I'm
saying.
Like,
what's going on?
Why is that there? I don't understand that.
Yeah, she is absolutely wearing sambas. Wow, she looks so iconic. And her little coffee, oh, it's such a slay.
I'm also like, she's not British, so is she She's
doing a play in London.
Okay, I was like, why is she there?
Yes,
she's doing I was like, is she just doing there a play. For Harry?
No. He's there for her, is the thing, because he's on vacation. He could be anywhere he wants.
He's being seen with Taylor. He's being seen with
James Corden on bikes.
James Corden. Just wild.
For what? For what? Why are we are we ever with what? James Corden anymore? I thought we were past that.
Same. But yeah, love that relationship. Also calculated, but for as long as we have it, thrilled to be seeing it, honestly.
I hope they like walk a red carpet together. That would be fun.
I know.
And they like do like same designer. Oh my gosh, Met Gala.
I was gonna say it's giving very like The Weeknd and Selena Gomez where like they show up to the Met Gala and then like all of a sudden they're done.
Yeah.
Like that is what it's giving. I also saw, speaking of Harry, speaking of Olivia Wilde, that her and Jason Sudeikis came to an agreement that he has to pay $27,000 a month in child support.
Imagine $27,000 a month, Giselle.
when you're already rich.
It's just...
Also, they weren't married. So, like, no. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That they figured that out. Wow.
Oh, buddy.
$27,000.
Well, he has enough money off of Ted Lasso now, I guess. And don't worry, Darling kind of flopped at the box office, so I guess
she I'm like, I guess Booksmart and Don't Worry, Darling aren't making her all the money she wants.
No, the whole thing that was that with Booksmart was that like no one went to see it. But it's like it's like a cult classic.
But it's like my favorite movie.
I love it.
Yeah, no, she spent all her money this summer, like, or last summer, chasing Harry Styles around, so like she needs it for the children. Always for the children.
For the children. I know. These kids that get caught up in these celebrity divorces, it's just, it's not good, is it? It's not good for them.
It's not good. The thing, as we always say, is that celebrities can be private if they want to be. They just choose not to be.
Absolutely. And I mean, going back to Sophie and Joe just briefly, like I was seeing like, why was I getting like Jonas Brothers fans on my Twitter timeline being like, see, like, y'all were saying that, like, Joe was out with the kids, like, you know, getting, you know, photographed. But, like, look at Sophie now, out with the kids and out with Taylor Swift. And it's like, okay, but he started it. Like,
right.
But also, two wrongs don't make a right. Like, let's not try and be, like, who's calling the paparazzi more on themselves, right? Like, ugh.
It's so wild.
Icky. Oh, and you know what? One other thing with that was that people were saying that, like, remember that night after the news kind of first broke, like not the official filing of divorce, and then at the show he was wearing his wedding ring and everyone was like, well, why is he wearing his wedding ring? And people were like, oh, it's because Sophie didn't know that he was filing for divorce. Could you imagine?
It's so deeply sinister. Like, the only look up evil sinister behavior on dictionary.com, and it has been updated with a picture of Joe Jonas. Yeah. That's all you need to know what the definition of sinister, because that is what that is. I mean, this has absolutely tainted their image. All 100% three of them.
100% forever.
All three of them has been tainted for me.
100%.
Goodbye.
We got, as we told you last time, we got our shirts. I wore it.
I wear it to sleep. I only wear it to sleep.
Sorry to the Brothers Jonas. I will not be promoting the tour on my walks.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Speaking of one more relationship.
Oh, God.
Supposedly, Madeline Klein and Pete Davidson are dating.
Well, this was certainly a...
Allegedly.
This was certainly a statement from a publicist, though.
Yeah, it was on People. Vague news of this.
They're also apparently have been spotted together boarding a private jet in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, no. Not my hometown.
I know.
Not my home.
But this was, this was dumped on us, like, what, Sunday night? Saturday night? And it was Us Weekly, it was People, it was everywhere immediately. They all, like, posted it at the same damn time. Pop Base, of course, always. Pop Crave on Twitter.
Always Pop Crave.
TMZ, all of them. Just got the press release from the publicists.
Literally.
I mean,
publicists in Hollywood this week working absolutely overtime.
I know.
Deserving raises, honestly. So, this, to me, is... also, I'm calling every relationship PR. this is
a PR. But don't you dare come for Tom Daya in our existence.
I would literally never.
I meant like you and I were very much like anti them being a PR relationship from the beginning. And they're not. We know they're not.
They're not. We literally, we stand our ground and we know what you're talking about, okay? Meg and I have always stood firm on that. Please. And yes, this to me is, I'm over it. I like Madeline Klein decently.
Yeah.
So I'm like, not Pete Davidson, Madeline. Like, there are other ways to be getting press, sister.
I mean, two things you about love it. This. No, two. Th- no, I. Okay, I don't. Okay, I could care less. Two Same. Things about this is that since Pete Davidson broke up with Cassie David for Ariana Grande in 2018, so that's 5 years ago, he's dated obviously Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, Margaret Qualley, who's now married to Jack Antonoff, Kaya Gerber, who's now with fucking Austin Butler.
Also, Ariana Grande was engaged to him, then got married, then divorced.
And now was at Disney with Ethan Slater the other night.
Looking like a child.
Looking really, oh God, it's so bad for her. Phoebe Dinover from Bridgerton, Kim Kardashian, right. Emily Ratajkowski, this girl Chase Sue Wonders.
I thought he was still with Chase Sue Wonders.
They just broke up recently, apparently. But they were together for a while. They were together for like almost a year because they were in bodies together.
Yeah.
And now Madeline Klein. And if a woman did that.
Because when Taylor Swift did that, the press dragged
her through
that, the mud.
She barely did it.
It's terrible. It's misogyny. Yeah. It's fucking misogyny. I hate it.
And meanwhile, everyone's just like, wow, Pete Davidson, like, where can I get what you're selling or whatever? You know what I mean?
Right. But to me, this is Madeline Klein. You're flopping, sister. Like, you can do better than this to me. But, like, maybe she likes him.
It feels
which is
kind
fine.
Of dark to me. And I mean, like, the thing is like, Kelsey Ballerini and Chase Stokes.
They're in love. She's having a moment.
Head over heels.
He's obsessed with
fairy tale romance. Absolutely yelling out the window of the car in Nashville that he loves Kelsey Ballerini. Just absolute, like, kind of like clown flop jester in the town square behavior between the two of them. But also apparently when recently Kelsey and Madeline met backstage at a show or something at an award show, and like they commented on each other's Instagrams and whatever, so it's like
I guess they have to be like cordial because they like Chase and Madeline like
still work together. Yeah.
And like play lovers, but which is incredibly dark.
Things.
But yeah, no, this to me is not giving positive energy towards Madeline Klein. But you know what? Fine. There are certain ladies, certain white blonde ladies that I stan.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I stan. You know who my top white blonde lady is? Hailey Bieber, who does nothing except for just exist,
and
which I love.
I thought you were going to say Laura Dern.
Oh, well, yeah. Laura Dern is a mother. Hailey Bieber is a sister.
Is your sister.
And yes. This is the thing. I saw a TikTok about this. I've been talking to Kabali about this a little bit. Like, I want more celebrities like Hailey Bieber. I want more celebrities to literally, like, not try to be relatable. Stop trying to be relatable. I don't want to relate to you. I just want you to be beautiful. I want you to hang out with your rich friends. I want you to look great and give me your beauty products. Yeah. Like, truly, that's it.
No,
100%. And, like, Madeline Klein was kind of serving me this energy in a different way, but she was kind of serving me, like, I look hot. I'm going to be in Outer Banks. And, like, that's it. But now she's trying to tell me about her personal life again. I don't want that.
Yeah, we were fully like ready to label her like talent of a generation after Knives Out 2.
No, literally. Like, I was ready to subscribe. And now I'm like, wait, you're tainting it for me.
No.
So like, I don't want to know that you're dating Pete Davidson, Madeline. I just want you to look hot on Outer Banks and wear cute outfits. I'm sorry. I don't want it.
Tell the people, Giselle.
All these people, like, I don't want it.
No.
I don't want it.
It's, yeah.
Just be unrelatable.
No, be Hailey Bieber and have an $18 smoothie that you can buy at Erewhon, which is delicious, by the way. I had it last week.
Why aren't more people just doing their, like, acting or doing their fucking singing or doing their modeling or, like, doing their beauty? I don't get it. Please.
It just
bring back celebrities that don't tell us anything.
It kind of feels like this, it's this generation in a lot of ways, because, like, I do feel like all the older kind of, not all of them, some of them tried too hard to be on social media, but, like, someone like Anne Hathaway is giving me, like,
I love it.
Slay.
Just even slay. Jennifer Lawrence slaying.
Yeah, except her.
She tried to be relatable, and then she backed away, and now she's slaying. Oh, no, she's not slaying anymore.
Have you seen her newest? Someone botched her face. It's so sad for her.
Oh, no.
No. No, it's Giselle. No. It's not good. Because oh, no. she met Rachel Zee at the Dior show in Paris, because they're both Dior people, and also obviously both leads in the Hunger Games movies.
Right.
And our girl, Rachel Zee, always fighting the haters, fighting the good fight. but... literally, Giselle, it's so tragic. Like,
I'm sad her face looks bad. Oh no. Oh no.
It's not. I'm sad for her. I know, it's not good. It's not good.
Stop letting people touch your face.
Like,
ladies,
literally,
please.
If you're that beautiful, are you kidding me?
Leave it alone. Remove your hand from the knife. remove the injections.
Remove please. The finger. From your plastic surgeon's speed dial. Remove
like,
it.
Literally, like, fucking
it's enough.
It.
Just get Botox and be done with it.
Cut the camera's dead ass, please. Because it's not giving.
Like,
at all.
Oh my God.
It's not giving.
It's so sad. It's sad for her. Anyway.
Another thing that, I mean, I don't know. I would love to hear how you feel about it. Usher is doing the halftime show.
He is doing the halftime show.
I feel like
it's going to be
fun. I feel very neutral.
I sent you that Ira Madison tweet that was literally like, the success of a halftime show depends on if the gays play it at the pregame, and Usher will be one of the rare male performances that will be played. And I agree with that wholeheartedly.
I agree.
I can agree with that. I think he's going to bring out Justin Bieber. I think he's going to bring out other people. Apparently he's getting stripper poles. I thought that the way that they announced it was like super clownish, but apparently it all came together really fast, like within 24 hours. And it basically like, was about to leak, so they dropped all these like they had Kim Kardashian record that weird video, and also like Odell Beckham Jr. did it, and like who they're apparently dating, Odell and Kim.
I did see that. Yeah. She's returning to her roots.
Everyone's dating football players. That's the
literally
new move.
It's
the move,
what?
Girls.
What memo did the publicist send out in the group chat that I didn't get?
Taylor Swift certainly texted Selena Gomez and said, we're dating football players, but Selena was like, oh, the wrong football, like the European football. So she was seen with that soccer player. Selena would get the wrong memo.
Selena would be like, oh, football?
Football?
Of course.
But, yeah, I think it'll be good. I think this is just crazy, but... the way that the NFL announced that on Sunday morning, and absolutely not a soul cared once Taylor Swift showed up at that game.
I know.
Like, I forgot about it, you know?
I mean, yes. This is another thing I'm going to keep saying. Like, Taylor Swift is truly beautiful. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. And also, she's in her outside era.
Yeah, she is.
I would like us to upgrade the stylist. I'm sorry. I would love a stylist upgrade.
I feel some of the looks have been good recently.
Some of them have been good. I just feel like she has the, like, model-esque body that, like, is healthy, but also, like, she would look good in everything.
Literally.
So, like,
she's
let's
like a coat rack,
elevate a little. Hand. You're, like, the richest person in the world. Like, let's elevate, maybe. But maybe she doesn't want to. Once again, she can do what she wants.
Sometimes
but
people just don't have good taste, Giselle. And they can be,
like,
very
higher.
Rich and famous, but they don't have good taste.
I know. She loves what she's wearing. Some things, like, because some things I'm like, okay, yes, we could wear that. Like, cute.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you're Taylor Swift.
No,
you know?
Quite literally. I mean, we didn't even talk about...
I don't know what she was
about.
Wearing during the game.
It was
I
just,
forget.
Like, denim.
I'm
was
only
like,
seeing her face.
It was very... It was, like, black denim shorts and, like, a cami, like, truly, like, button-up camisole. And then she was wearing, like, the Chiefs jacket that he gave her or whatever.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And they were walking. Okay.
And he was
I like her little side bang she's doing.
Her hair looks great right now. She's in
a
good hair
moment.
Yeah,
she's looking great.
His outfit, though, did you see this? I mean, I probably just slandered myself saying it wasn't PR because, you know, his outfit on the website was literally like the 1989 set.
Right, and then he said that thing about the getaway car, right? Yeah. The getaway car.
A smash. Thank you, Jack Antonoff, for that one.
That's why I'm like, okay.
To me,
he's clownish. Like, he is exhibiting clownish behavior to me. To me. But that's just me. Making money, though.
Making money. Rolling in it, probably.
The NFL is praising him.
The way that his podcast is going to be the number one podcast this week, just because Swifties are just... I woke up to, like, two texts that was like, Travis starts talking about Taylor at 47 minutes. I was like, I'm not listening to this. I'm not listening to this podcast. I will catch the highlights on TikTok. Thank you so much. Truly, I know people. That the girls will do the work for me, and I don't have to do it.
Oh, always.
Yeah, it's silly, isn't it? It's just silly. It's just silly and fun.
It's fun. It's really fun. I just can't believe that it moved this fast.
But I guess according to Tree Payne, they've hung out several times in intimate settings.
True. Tree is always on it.
Tree, but also the funniest thing about Tree's statement right after the game was that it was like, she likes that Travis is like really invested in his career like her and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, oh, Joe Alwyn, you're nothing. Like, jobless Joe Alwyn, you're nothing.
To me, my favorite narrative of this whole story is like, she's been dating all these British men who are like all serious and like, and like now she
like
just wants
auteurs.
To date,
like,
she just wants to date a boy whose
head
career is bald.
Head empty.
I respect that. Like, you want to date someone who literally... My Ken does ball? Great. I love that. To me is the best narrative.
More of Ken's job is football.
No, literally, like, to me, that is the funny narrative. Yeah. More of that, Tree, please.
Oh, she's on it. She's on it. And Travis's publicist immediately debunked that Dumois thing, that Dumois was like, these are Taylor's notes from the game. Like, she had, like, all of, like, the handwritten notes about, like, the Chiefs and the cheer and how they do, like, the chop, which is, like, really definitely racist towards, you know, indigenous people. And literally, like, it said, the chop, do not do, or whatever it is. Like, and it was like, guys.
Right.
And his publicist literally commented and was like, this is not, I can confirm, this is not involved with Taylor Swift at all.
It's also, like, the perfect team to do this because, like, as I told you, like, Tim was watching highlights from the game and, like, they're talking to Patrick Mahomes and, of course, they're asking him questions about the fucking Swifties and I'm like, but Patrick is going to lean in. Not every quarterback is going to lean in the way he does. So, like, it's really all just fitting in nicely, you know?
Oh, yeah. Patrick's got a personality. Like, he was on
the
quarterback.
He does. He's like, of course I'm going to talk to this random-ass lady about the Swifties. Of course. Not every person can lean in like that. And this is why it's all right.
And the coach, Andy Reid, who's like a really good coach, the coach of the Chiefs, he was like, I set them up.
And of course, like, I've seen all the TikToks about the, like, I went to my boyfriend and was like,
Taylor Swift put Travis Kelce on the map. Yeah.
I'm like, the ladies.
The ladies we're exiting our flop era a little bit. The Madeline Klein's of the world, the Ariana Grande's of the world are keeping us down, but you know,
we're trying to exit our flop era.
The Sophie Turner revenge tour, the Taylor Russell dating Harry Styles, the Taylor Swift having fun era. It's
the girls are trying.
We're trying to claw our way out.
Yeah, we are trying to unflop, and I really do appreciate and support that.
It's so stupid. I did say the other day, I was like, it is so annoying that it's every tweet and TikTok on my timeline. Like, I'd like to see something else. It's starting to go away, but I can't also,
I literally, like went on Ad Age to, like, do my job, and it was, like, the number one story.
Yeah.
Like, this is wild.
Of course. I mean, there's been tweets, and it's, like, I saw one, and it was, like, Taylor Swift date Carly Rae Jepsen next.
Literally.
Or, like, if Taylor Swift went to a single Broadway show, she would save the entire theater industry.
I can give you a full list, Taylor. Don't you worry, sister.
Like, absolute. The impact is unmatched, but...
Yeah, I can give you a whole list of people. and finally, on our little escapades, we have some TV catch-ups.
We do. I just kind of put this on here because I feel like you've been watching some TV and I've been watching some TV. Maybe not the same TV, but...
Not the same TV. I watched... I'm in my fucking One Piece era, which I think I maybe said this on the pod, maybe I didn't, but I was like, I will one day watch this. And of course I did my hair, which means I sit down in front of something and watch something for 6 hours. So I basically finished all the live action One Piece, which I will tell all the girlies, watch. It's so fucking fun. Everyone is hot. Watch it. It's fun. And then now I've, of course, begun the whole entire, like, 1,000 episode manga, but or anime, but apparently there's this thing that I can watch called One Piece, and it cuts out all the bullshit, and I can watch it quickly, so.
That's just right up your alley.
Right up my alley.
Giselle just wants the spark notes of something sometimes.
Yeah, I'm in my One Piece era. It was renewed for a second season, thank God. Yay. I feel incredibly happy about that. It was, the showrunner is a black man, love that. We love One Piece. That's what I've been watching.
I know, I need to watch, I need to queue it up.
It was fun.
You're watching Sex Education too?
Oh yes, I did start Sex Education. I've tried to start Sex Education like 10 times and I feel like I always just like fall away from it. So I feel like I just need to get, I can't get past the like third episode when he like goes to pick her up from the clinic. Like I just like don't know why I can't get past that episode. Yeah. I need to move past that.
It's I feel the same way about Sex Education as I feel about how some people feel about Succession. Like if you get past like the first half of season one, like it's really good. And it did. I know you're not the only person who's had that experience with Sex Education where it's like, I can't get past the first couple of episodes. So just persevere and stay strong. You can do it.
I know. And it's like, I've seen the first three episodes so many times that I'm like, but I miss and forget things. Yeah. So I just keep starting it over. And I'm like, I just need to like go with God and like start episode four and like watch
the
recap.
You need to do what you were doing with Stranger Things and just like.
Yeah. Cause like it's, I need to do that because I do want to watch it. I love so many of the people in it. Yeah. I just need to get past the first three episodes.
You can do it. I just finished it on Friday night.
Yes, and it's done for good.
It was good. It's a good show. It has its like really like profound moments, I think. And I cried in the last season. But I just last night caught up on Only Murders in the Building.
Oh yeah, I need to. Maybe that's what I'll do today.
And The Morning Show, which is the greatest gift to mankind. Like it's quite literally so bad and so stupid, but I love it so much.
I know. I need to get on my season two Zoom.
Yeah, you do. We started that for season two together at mine. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And we both fell asleep, basically.
Yeah. It's the COVID season. I need to do that. The Morning Show feels extremely attainable to me.
I think it is. It's just
because I've already seen season one and I loved it. Yeah. So I just need to, like, dig in. Again.
And this new season is good, too. I mean, good in the way that The Morning Show is good. And I just watched this Amazon show, Wilderness. It's like Jenna Coleman from Doctor Who and that Oliver Jackson Cohen guy who was in like Invisible Woman. Invisible Man and Ashley Benson from Pretty Little Liars.
Yes, getting work,
but still can't act. Like, God bless.
No, literally.
And it was six episodes and it was really stupid, but it was like, if you're looking for something to just have on in the background, it was definitely a good one. And I'm watching The Other Black Girl on Hulu because I read that
book. Oh, yes, you told me to watch that. Yes.
It's like, it's kind of horror, which I forgot about the book that it's like the genre is kind of horror. Like, it's
Zadie,
definitely
no?
dark. No, is it's, that no, it's not. I forget the author's name.
I'm staring at the cover, but the author's name is not coming to me.
Obviously, it's a black woman.
Oh, I didn't know it was horror. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's like.
Garcelle is in it. Getting work, Garcelle.
Yes, and what's her face from Riverdale, who played Josie?
Yes, also obsessed with her getting work as well because she was gypped out of Katie Keene.
Absolutely,
and she was gypped out of a Josie and the Pussycats fucking spinoff.
Absolutely,
which feels wrong.
It's written by Zakiya Dalila Harris.
Okay, I knew it was a Z.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
I have to tell the people about my book I'm reading.
Oh my gosh, tell the people.
I have. Ladies, gentlemen, and theys, I have begun A Throne of Glass.
Yay.
And the reason is I wasn't really planning on it. I'm reading another book that I'm enjoying, but I rented it from the library, and so there's a time limit on the book.
Right.
So I have to read it before the time limit.
So you are literally, like,
So I'm on the clock.
Lady Gaga meme.
Literally, I'm on the clock. And the thing is, I texted Neg this today, if Sarah J. Maas has one fan, it's me. If Sarah J. Maas has no fans, I'm dead. Like, I do love her. Her writing is so silly, and it's actually funny because it's even sillier because this was her first, one of her first books. So, like, it's really silly. Like, but I'm loving it. I don't care.
Good. I love it. I can't wait to hear about it. I can't wait to read
it. I know it's going to be mess. Oh, my God. It's going to be messy. I've seen all the TikTok girlies tell me that, like, there's lots of world building. There's lots of things, lots of people. I already see a romance that's going to burst through. There's, like, 8 books, so I have to gear up. But I think it'll be slow because what I'm going to do is I don't want to buy any of these books, so I'm just going to rent them from the library. So, like, as they become available at the library, I will read them.
Yes.
So
I think that's great because then it'll give you sometimes a little gap to be able to. And so I have started Percy Jackson.
Yes, finally. This is iconic behavior.
I read the first book. I'm reading the second one now. I rewatched the movie, the Logan Lerman one.
How did they make 3 of those?
2.
Okay, they were supposed to make 3, I thought.
I think so, yeah. But the thing about that is, Giselle, and maybe people don't care, but I'm telling you, is that
I would love to know.
Rick Riordan, who wrote the books and has continued to write the books because the Percy Jackson book came out literally yesterday. Like a new one.
What?
Yes. And there's another one coming out next year. So, like, we are booked and busy. We are like, okay, on the journey.
I have to get on my Zoom.
With Perseus Jackson.
I know. I have to get on my Zoom.
And, and basically, he was not involved with those movies, really. And they changed the plot so much. And now that I've read the book, I can understand that, like, the way that they changed it. And no. Hate. He's involved heavily with the show. So
yeah, the show I'm thrilled about.
It seems like it's going to be really great. The trailer looked so good. And I'm just really excited.
We can't delete Disney Plus, actually.
Unfortunately, I texted Giselle last week, and I said, I guess maybe we're keeping Disney Plus through EOY. It's like truly like.
They will continue to collect a check from us. Sadly.
I mean, maybe we should just share an account, to be honest.
Like, literally. Like, I'm upset about paying Jamie Lynn Spears bills, but, like, it's fine. God. I did see that Ariana Maddox did well, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Maddox,
yes.
Is that her name?
Yes. And,
that's all I've seen.
And Zochi, apparently, did amazing. Yeah. Dancing with the Stars. Oh, my God.
I won't be watching, but I'll be catching the clips.
It's just so funny that it's on Disney Plus now. Like,
I know.
You're missing out on your whole audience, basically.
Literally. It will never top the golden days of Zendaya or Normani being on Dancing with the Stars. To me, that is peak.
So iconic.
But yes.
Wait, one more thing. Oh, can I tell you that, I'm in the middle of watching is this movie on Prime called Sitting in Bars with Cake starring Yara Shahidi.
Yara Shahidi is somehow everywhere but nowhere to me. What is
Yara Shahidi having a bachelor's from Harvard is wild to me.
Did she finish school?
I think so.
Also, Grown-ish is still on. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, bitch.
No way.
Grown-ish is literally... Well, but the younger brother is the main character. But Yara is still on the show. She has a plot line on the show still.
She is 23 years old. Did you know that?
Really?
That is so young.
Wow.
But this Sitting in Bars with Cake movie, I started it. And it's fucking sad, Giselle. It's based on a true story. So fucking sad. But also, your girl from your favorite show, Good Trouble, Maya Mitchell, is in it. She's doing an accent.
Which, not her actual Australian accent.
Oh, is she Australian? I didn't know that. So then she's not doing an accent. She's talking normally.
Oh, she is actually from Australia. That is why she left the Good Trouble show recently to go back to Australia.
I was 2 years old when I heard that, when I learned that.
Yeah. But I'm laughing that you, like, she's doing a bad Australian
accent.
Literally, that's actually her accent.
Why is she going back to Australia? Is, like, Hollywood not working out for her?
Well, I don't know. She literally, like, quit Good Trouble because she was like, I have to go home. So now she's, like, back in Australia.
To go be with her family amidst the COVID-19 pandemic and 2022 Australian flood crisis. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that over, though?
But she's still besties with Sierra Ramirez, don't you worry,
oh,
who just got engaged.
God. She makes me think of her, like, little sister on that show, our girl.
what's her name from Pretty Little Liars, Original Sin?
Wait.
Bailey Madison. Wasn't she on Bailey... Good Trouble too, or The Fosters?
I can't remember.
Well, she kind of always pops up.
She's everywhere, though.
She always pops up.
When are we getting, I guess, like, there's a fucking strike. That was, but didn't we come to an agreement?
That was my next question, was when are we getting Pretty Little Liars, Original Sin? The writer's strike is over, officially. Congrats to the writers. They got, like, such a good deal. Huzzah.
Thank God.
We love people getting paid for their work.
We love people getting paid.
The SAG strike is still going on. They haven't even started negotiating yet. So, who knows? But it seems like the studios are ready to kind of
return to
get
work.
Things going. So I think they know that they're not going to make money if they don't figure this out ASAP. So we love it. Solidarity.
We love that for us.
Always. And yeah, that is all we have.
That is all she wrote. Yeah. Honestly, turned out to be a lot more than I thought it was
going to. Yeah.
So always connections, always things happening. Always women collecting checks and hoping to not be flops, which is all
we are crawling our way out of the pit. One day we will make it into the sun.
exactly.
And that's, you know, happy fall. Everyone.
Happy fall. It is officially fall and it is going to be in the 80s like next week, but
I know it's so annoying.
I'm like, enough.
It's
actually.
Like, no, cut it
I
out.
Literally don't want to wear another pair of shorts.
I'd rather not sweat again. This year.
No, I'm tired of it.
Please. Outside of Soul Cycle.
I know. I was loving fall, but alas. We will be back next week, though.
We will. Yeah, we'll be back next week and the week after.
Absolutely. And the week after. The week after that. Oh, yeah, we will be back every week.
I don't know. We're here. We're in this.
We are here. We are in this, everyone. Thank God. We love you all so much. Thank you for listening again, and we will see you next week.
See you next
week.
Love
you, Meg.
Love you, G.